Blog Talk Radio.
Just give me a second to gather my thoughts.
But I do Skype readings. I do have a website, www.bonniealbersonair.com. You can see what I do there. You can take a look at me. I have a bio up. The only thing my bio is missing, I'm also a columnist with psychicinsightmagazine.com. It's a free psychic magazine. The CEO is Jerry Humphries. He's a guest always on the show. He is my Dumbledore. He doesn't like that expression, but I love it because he's such a teacher in everything. He's so connected, and I just adore Jerry as well as everyone else. But he asked me to be the columnist, Ask Bonnie. So you can actually write me in the magazine. If you go to the magazine, there's a contact section. Send your questions in, and it's a quarterly magazine. I think the next one, which is the fourth edition, that's every edition gets bigger and bigger, and the people that put articles in it are wonderful. So you can get the first three editions, back editions, if you go to the site. And if you want to ask me a question and write me, you can also write me there, and they will send it and forward which ones I can answer for the quarterly magazine to me. I think it's the first come. He takes the first three, and then he'll hold the next three and continue. So please get your questions in early. I do have a September date issue, and I've already sent those three in. So please send your questions for the next issue. I love being asked, Bonnie, because you know I bloviate about everything, and I think I just am so happy when people want to ask me questions. I do Skype readings. I have a Facebook. I'm on Twitter, LinkedIn, and I think I'm on all the news media and everything else. You can find me if you Google Bonnie Albers on air. Also, I want to tell you that I'm so excited this week, even though it was a short week for all of us because I didn't have a Thursday show. On Monday, we have back to this show Susan Z. She was my co-host when I first started the show for a very long time. Both of us had to take some time to do other things, and she is back. She's my Akashic record medium. She opens your Akashic records with your permission. They're very rare. She's also a psychic, a tarot reader. Her mom used to read tea leaves. She is one of the most connected people also. I have every connected person that I bring you, but she just has some rare talents. And it is so cool when she opens your Akashic records. She is the author of the book Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine. I actually, before I even knew her, channeled that book to her because I love it so much. It is a really interesting, very intricate book about what we go through in life and what windows that we have opportunities in. In the physical realm, which, you know, we straddle the fence here, in the physical world and the non-physical existence, spirit, it actually goes along with our cycles of life and our hormonal cycles. So a lot of people that read the book, it's not just metaphysical, it's also a place in the physical world. And I used to use it when I did lecture around with my life coaching and counseling. So please pick it up because we're going to go through it every Monday. I think we're on Soul Window 2 this coming week. But Susan Z, her back debut was Monday. Then Tuesday was Jerry Humphries. You know, Jerry rocks the house in every way. He brings every gift to you. And Wednesday, it was Astrology Day and the Metaphysical View, which is Annabelle Miller, Brenda Brand, her daughter, and me. So we had a great week. And then today is Wrap Up Your Week. Thursday, I'm just going to throw this out there. My daughter's home, and I took her shopping because she has to go back to school. And she's in New York, and oh my goodness gracious, that was a trip. I think we were gone 8 hours. We did makeup, we did shoes, we did clothes, we did sweaters. I don't even know how she's going to get half of it back, but actually, she had a very, very rough year there, and we're looking to a much better, fabulous, awesome year for her. So she needed some clothes to go back with for her interviews. So I am so excited that I got to do that, and I want to thank everybody for giving me and allowing me the chance to do that, even though I miss being here. Now, next week, I want to go into this before I actually go into my cards. I Well, I hope, yes. Thanks, Candy. I'm watching chat. Thanks, Candy. I so appreciate it. You had articles in that magazine too, girlfriend. You are our angel speak. Anyway, I do want to tell you that next week, because it's a short week for me, I'm going to be gone from the 3rd, I think, to the 10th. We're going on vacation, my husband and myself and my daughter. We're going to our beach house, and that will be her first vacation in a year. And I am going to see if I can throw up some shows, but I don't have guests or anybody scheduled until I get back. But next Monday, I'm putting on my show, Good Morning, Let's Wake Up World, and that will be me, and that'll be at 9 o'clock. And Tuesday is when Susan Z will be coming in. So Susan Z, instead of next Monday, will be coming in Tuesday, 1 to 3. Grab your book. Grab all your coffee, grab your lunch, whatever you have to do, but she's fabulous, and come listen to us. It's Bonnie Albers and Susan Z. We're going to be bringing in your Akashic records and any questions that you have. Wednesday is when I think Wednesday is my last show, so you know we'll see astrology, Dr. Ron Cole. He'll be doing he'll be going back to doing some of the readings again. And so from 1 to 1:30, we'll be talking about the skies. He did not finish last week. We got so intricately involved in what we were talking about. He's going to wrap that up. He's going to go into stars and planets. And then he's going to do somebody's astrology chart like he used to. And that was picked. So you've got to send me your information if you want that to happen for you. Then I will be gone Thursday, Friday, and Monday through Thursday the next week. So today, it was really important that I got on. I'm going to just say hello to Candy because this Candy is just so wonderful for our show. Hi, Candy. Candy. Okay, well, Candy must be muting herself.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
I am so happy to see you here this morning. I'm going to go into my cards, but I just wanted to tell you how wonderful you are. Thank you for being in chat and helping us out. You know, my angel speak lady is just always a blessing and a wonder to our show, so I did want to thank you.
Thank you. I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend.
Yay! Well, just stay on because I'm going to pull you back on once I'm done my cards. And I just wanted to say hello and tell you how much I appreciate all your help. If I don't tell you enough, you are an angel. Oh,
thank you.
You're welcome. I'll put you right on hold and I'll be right back. Okay, everyone. I pull cards before the show. I love this because first I start with my flower therapy deck. I have my sister sitting here and I actually think this is all about her. But I know also I pulled the energy for the show. So there is somebody listening, or many of you listening, because we believe in multiple messages coming through. So this is for somebody in the show, as well as listening or when they go to the archives. The flower therapy that I pulled today, I have not pulled out before, and it's a beautiful yellow rose. I love yellow roses because yellow is my favorite color. Anybody didn't know that? At least it's the color of the sun. And I always loved yellow. I don't wear yellow, and I don't have anything in my house yellow, but I look at the color, and it makes me happy. My room as a child was yellow, green, and orange, I think. So the yellow rose, balance, work, rest, and play. I love this card. It's important for you to have fun along with fulfilling your responsibilities. I think a lot of us lose sight of that. A lot of us don't have the availability or the funds to have fun, but fun doesn't mean it has to cost you anything. Fun can be just sitting and just taking a breath, having your favorite cup of tea, coffee, soda, whatever you drink, even though I don't advocate soda, because of your teeth, because they tell you if you have carbonated stuff that be careful with your teeth and gums. I do drink it, so once in a while, so I don't practice what I preach. But then I believe in work, balance, rest, and play, so everything is in balance. I love this card because if you don't schedule yourself in some vacation, some meaningful rest, some meaningful play, balance at work or at home, even with kids or animals, then you're not going to be able to enjoy the fruits of everything offered to you here. You've been working too much and forgetting to play. Yes, it's wonderful to check off tasks on your to-do list, but it's equally important that you find joy along the way to achieving your goals. You may not have any complaints about your school, home life, or job, but it's still nice to get away on vacation. There's something magically healing about a vacation. This card asks you to look at your schedule and create greater balance. Perhaps you've been thinking that relaxation is a waste of your precious time. Quite the opposite. When you're refreshed, you'll be able to focus better and complete your work more efficiently. Take this as permission to make time just for you with no hidden agendas. Remember that nothing is important as finding joy. I think this card is really important because I think there's a lot of people out there that are not finding joy in life. Joy can be looking at a flower, of course, the flower therapy. Joy can be being with the people you love or enjoy. Joy could be just sitting there with your favorite pet. Joy can be just anything that makes you happy, makes your heart sing. For everybody, that's different. So just look inside your heart. What gives you joy? You have to have some balance in life because work, or even if you don't work and you stay home or you're unemployed, you don't necessarily have to be out of balance because you're not working. You could be out of balance because you're not finding the joy in life. So I love this card. And of course, you know, with this, I pull life lesson, your soul journey here. Again, I'm going to tell you. I don't love the name of the card, but I love the meaning. I pulled the death card. I am learning that endings are merely beginnings. I wish he would change that death name, but there's a few cards in the deck that he does name I don't love, but I love the meaning. So I'm going to read you what he wrote, and we'll go into the card. Death is an illusion. It's a fact of life that this human body we use to travel the earth must eventually stop working. It's not meant to exist forever. The energy and consciousness that inhabited that body is free and returns to its natural home, but it never abandons us. So anybody out there, I'm going to stop this right now, anybody out there, and we all have, you know, I have parents in spirit. I know there's plenty of people on this line who also have a spirit family. They never abandon us. Learn that. We know that, don't we, Candy? Learn to view death as merely a change, and everything must change because stagnancy extinguishes progress. The same is true for a relationship or a career. Heidi, that's my sister. A soul lesson may be completed, and it is time to move beyond this point of familiarity and expand into new horizons of learning and development. This is a wonderful opportunity to thank those other souls in your life who have shared part of your path and taught you so much. I love the death card. I always like seeing the death card in the tarot. It means change, and change is what has to go on. Seasons change, growth patterns of vegetables, fruits, and flowers change. We change looks, we grow older, we grow younger, our skin changes, everything changes. The only thing that we have trouble changing is when we're in a rut, when we're looking at the same, and you're just not understanding that change makes progress. So for everybody out there, I always say change your thoughts, change your life. Get out of the pattern of saying, I don't know what to do. I'm not happy, but I'm not going to change, because change brings difference, and different brings different experiences for you on this earth plane. I love this card.
Great.
So
I'm going to change my atmosphere and leave.
So my sister said she's going to change her atmosphere and leave, but I know she has somewhere to be. Anyway, the next thing I pulled, because they told me to pull this, was the Archangel Michael card. And I love this because Archangel Michael actually protects us, and I bring him in to protect the show. This is what I pulled, and it all just makes so much sense for these two cards. I pulled, this is your life's purpose. Archangel Michael, you know the details of my divine life purpose. I ask you to help me to be aligned with my goals. Please clearly guide my actions so that I'm taking the best steps to fully manifest my wonderful and meaning life and career. Archangel Michael has heard your prayers and he's guiding you to the direction in which you were born to go. So I love this card. I'm not going to get too much more into it, but they're telling me I've got to read it. So Archangel Michael has heard your prayers. Which you were born to do is what he is listening. You already have ideas about a career that would bring you joy, excitement, opportunities to help and give you financial security. And these thoughts are indications of your divine purpose. You're meant to be engaged in work that brings you and others happiness. This card is a validation that the career you're dreaming about is your life purpose. Your current situation offers clues about the next step to take on your path. Follow your true feelings. Angels are watching over your business, finances, and home. I love this card because I've not drawn either one of these cards. All three are new cards to be drawn for the show. But life's purpose, oh my goodness, if you're not on your life path, they're going to put you on it. It happens around your Chiron return, which I think is your fifth or fourth soul window. So I'm going to correlate that. It's redo, revamp, relook, renew. That is what that Chiron return or that soul window means. So if you weren't living directly your soul purpose or your life path journey, when you get into that soul window, which is a huge soul window, you're going to start doing it. We see people that have been in one business. Here's a good example. There was a CEO that was recently on TV, and he was making six figures. One day he woke up and said to his wife, I've had it. We're moving to St. Thomas, and now he works in a bar, and he's a bartender. They have a tiny little house on the side of a mountain, and he's never been happier. And that was in his 40s, which is when that soul window opens up, late 40s, mid-40s. So I love hearing this. It's switch. It's re-look, renew, redo. So all these cards, I'm going to put them all in focus for you. Balance your work, rest, and play. There's something that you need to, the death card means that there's something that, you know, needs to reborn, rebirth, and that is by getting balance in your work, rest, and play, and then knowing your life's purpose. This is your life's purpose. Whatever you're dreaming about, whatever your heart sings for, please try to do. We do only live in this body once. We certainly come back in many bodies, but you've got the chance, the opportunity in this life to do what your soul is crying. Make it happen, even if it's a side job or a hobby, and be happy. So now that I bought you all of those cards, I usually bring you, we start talking about things. I was going to talk about Akashic Records, because it's so important to know why you need to have them open. And here I'll give you a few examples, and then I'm going to go to the phone lines. But, you know, your Akashic Records look like a Torah scroll or the scrolls that you see, the Dead Sea Scrolls. And what they have is each lifetime that you've lived and what your soul was supposed to accomplish and whether you accomplished it. It's your life, and I don't mean this life. I mean all your lives records. And it is the coolest thing because we can see past, we can see present, and that leads to the future, actually. So, and why should you want to know it? Some people say, oh, well, why should I look into my Akashic Records? We have looked into some, and we've looked into many. We found a few that were DNA of some very famous souls. And they were actually trying to do that kind of life's work with different challenges this lifetime. So it's pretty cool. I mean, just think, if you had the thread of DNA of Mother Teresa and you were working, feeding the homeless, doing this, you would actually have a feeling of, wow, I came back maybe not to give my whole life to sacrifice, but actually living a different type of life with making those same sacrifices in a different way. So, and that gave, it would give you purpose and meaning and satisfaction. Susan read two people, I think, or three people on Monday. It was fascinating. One of our readers, Hal Solomon, was on, and she gave an unbelievable reading rendition of what and why he has certain habits here and what why he came back and with what talents. I love that. Of course, she always says I'm a comet with a star, and then I don't remember what tools I had and challenges, but I'm sure Susan will do it for me sometime. So I do want you to know it's important. It sometimes gives you closure of why. And in what Hal said, and I love this, he said now he understands. You know, he uses his hands a lot. He takes care of his hands. He can't stand seeing certain types of diseases, and that's because he actually had that happen to him. So it kind of gives you, oh, okay, I understand now why certain things I feel this way about, and it gives you a new lease on looking at this in this lifetime. So join us. It's going to be every Monday, and Susan's back, but she is coming this Tuesday because this Monday I'm going to continue with a morning show. Again, I am still, you know, you'd think that my kids after 18 would be gone, but my daughter, who's 28, going to be 29, is still needing all kinds of help. And my son, who's 21, going to be 22, I've got to take him to the surgeon on Monday. He twisted his ankle for the sixth or seventh time, and I think that he's going to end up needing surgery. So I am going in Monday at 1, which is why I don't have Susan on Monday and have her on Tuesday. But Susan and I, again, started the show, Bonnie Albers with Susan Z, Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine, and she brings in your Akashic, she's an Akashic medium. Plus, she does all kinds of beautiful tarot spreads. She is the cousin of Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand. Oh, my goodness, what a talented family. So I am so happy that I am able to bring them to you. I am going to go to the phone line, so I'm going to put Candy on first before I do. Hey, girlfriend.
Hi, Barney.
Hey. Hi. What are you going to do this weekend? And I want you to give us an update on Dottie and an update on Percy.
Probably this weekend we'll go look for Percy. He's still missing. It's 2.5 months now, and someday I hope he comes home. And Dottie, she's doing a little better today. She had a bad day yesterday. She had a very upset tummy.
Ah, so what did you feed her? Oh, it could be from the antibiotics, you know.
The antibiotics because we haven't given her any table food. She's just been eating her pup food, and she had a very bad afternoon yesterday. So,
well, how does she look though?
She looks really good. She's got a lot of energy, and where that infection was, it looks really normal. And it's not rough and scaly anymore. It's very soft, and I finally feel like I can touch her without making her hurt.
Wow. Well, let me ask you a question before I actually pick up a caller. What do you have any messages? Are there any messages that you have for anybody here? Do you feel anything, or for me, whatever you can, what you have for us today from the angels?
Well, I actually pulled a card too from Doreen's Angel Therapy Oracle cards. It's a deck I use once in a great while. And it was a cancel, clear, and delete card. And it says, use only positive words and thoughts as they're rapidly manifesting into form. Ask angels to cancel the effects of past negative thinking. And somebody out there must need this.
Yeah, well, maybe it's my
show.
Yeah. So anybody out there, I love, you know, if you think about all the cards that I have pulled out. It's so funny because my sister was sitting here, and, you know, Heidi's psychic, although she won't on the radio, but she always makes comments behind. And you know, she's a Leo. You'd think that she'd be wanting to be on. But anyway, she's a Leo. But then rising, I think she's a, what is she? I can't remember what she is rising. You think I'd know this. She's a Taurus rising. Oh, my God. Yes, she's a Taurus rising, which she's a early, nah, she's a medium Leo, so she's in the middle. She's towards the end, which then goes into Virgo. She probably has a lot of Virgo in her, too. But she's pretty earthy, So she, what's funny is she had said that the card, especially the first two, balance, work, rest, and play, she was just talking about going, you know, that she needed a break. Her body is kind of falling apart, even though she goes to the gym 2 hours every day. She's just hurting, and she's got a lot of, you know, joint aches. And then when I pulled the death card about you know, being stagnant, she said that was for her too. So I know these are multiple messages, but I love the one you're bringing out, and that is I always believe in canceling negative thoughts. So, you know, that's what I change your mantra, change your life, which means change what you think to positive and then and let the negative go. Don't, even when the situations in your life might seem like they're negative, because it's, you know, we can always change them. So even if it takes a long time, we can always change the circumstance we're in. Always think positively, and you'll bring positive into your life, even if there is challenging situations. Thinking positively doesn't cost money. It doesn't hurt. That certainly can help you. And that's why I love that message, Candy. So I do thank you.
And there's one last thing. I do have a spirit here with the name Ray. It's R-E-I-G-H that belongs to somebody that will be listening or is listening. And it seems like it's a young, about between 25 and 30-year-old woman. And she's just wanting to let the person know that she's thinking about them all the time. They're with them.
Wow, I love that. Okay, well, maybe the caller I'm going to pick up will know that. But anybody in the archives or listening, please listen, or if you know somebody who has this relative, please let them know. All right, Candy, I'm going to put you on hold for just
thank
a few minutes. You're welcome. Thank you for the message. Bye. Okay, 519, you are on with me. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. It always feels like it's the Candy, Carrie, and Bonnie show.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, my goodness. You know what? The thing is that I have all my listeners, and they all are really loyal. And Candy is just, she actually comes in to help. Wasn't ever asked to, and she knows that I count on her, but she helps me in chat because, you know, people do call, and I can't answer them. And the funny thing is, she is just a sweet soul and very, very attached to the angels and does a lot of work. And I'll tell you, and before, and Candy is going to laugh and say, oh, don't say that on there. But the other day, well, actually, she won't care. She said to me that my, this is just to show you how talented Candy is. So she said, Bonnie, are you taking your son to the Pancake Factory this week? My son is 21, but they still love that Pancake Factory. And I said, yeah, I said, no, I don't think so. And she goes, well, I see pancakes around him with lemon curd and raspberries. So my son came home last night, and I said, what are you going to do tomorrow? Because he's in chef school. He said, oh, tomorrow I have to run my station. I said, well, what are you cooking? What is in your station? He said, pancakes. So I'm like, oh, Candy. Yeah, oh, Candy, you did it again. So I do want everything. Yeah, I do want every know, even though Candy is in chat and she does come on the show, she's a very talented angel reader. So, Karen?
Hi, darling. Well,
hi, Candy.
I'm calling you about, it's not too often I get to go on because of my hours, but I always feel blessed, so thank you. And I'm calling about my baby, Lauren. She's 19. And last night, or yesterday, I had the blessing of being with her for the day, which doesn't happen very often. And last night she called me frozen. She's house-sitting my son's house. And she was playing with her phone and Snapchatted. And I just happened to call her, and she could hardly talk because she noticed when she turned her phone and she snapped again, she saw a person in the picture, and she froze. And so I said, send me the picture. Keep me on the phone. And I had the opportunity to pray for Archangel Michael and all the angels to surround her, and I told her, you're okay, you're safe, just send me the picture. And then she sent me the picture, and then when I'm looking at it, I said, I'm not seeing it, and I can see faces and everything, right? And then she looked at it again, she goes,
really, Mom, it was there. It's gone now. It's gone. And then she says, but it frightened me. And so she called her boyfriend, and he came and picked her up and brought her home. But she was quite freaked out by it. And I'm also, the whole day was trying to figure out, she wanted to be a police officer, but she's completely changed her mind, and she just seems to be in a whirlwind of fog. And I thought, ah, Bonnie, what can I do?
Oh, I'm so happy.
You have a Lauren, too.
Yeah, I do. Actually, Lauren is sitting right here with me. She just got back. And my daughter, it keeps the TV on. She doesn't do it anymore, but she used to hear white noise. Now she doesn't. So that's good, because her boyfriend who died has, I think, stopped the white noise. But I do have to tell you, I love the cards I pulled, because one of them is, this is your life's purpose. So, I believe that, why is she wanting to give up the police, you said she wanted to be a policewoman?
She was going to, yeah, to be canine. She's amazing with animals.
Yes.
But
I was It's fear and doubt, and I don't understand it, because she's really talented with animals. Now, it could be, she hasn't gone through school yet. Is that correct?
She's supposed to start in January.
Okay. She didn't give that up, did she?
Not yet, no.
Okay. Well, here, I pulled this is your life's purpose card for someone listening. And I really believe that if she isn't going, that I feel like that she's going to be a detective. I actually feel that, you know, the death card was pulled also. And that means I am learning that endings are merely new beginnings. So I don't feel like she should give up her life purpose, which is working with animals and helping people on that kind of a level. But I think that she's gotten very scared of something, that maybe she can't do it or can't pass, and I don't understand why, because she's very bright and she's very gifted, actually. So has somebody been telling her that they don't want her to do this?
Not that I know. She could have. She has a boyfriend who tends to hold her down a lot. And she also thought she would want to be an ophthalmologist working with eyes. She's got the biggest eyes I've ever seen, which is
so
working with
Lauren.
People and animals. What's that?
So does my Lauren. They have huge eyes.
It must go with the name. I love it. Yeah.
Let me tell you something of what I see. I see she has several paths she can take. Please tell her not to stop school, because I feel like this is where it's like, I feel that she's foggy, because she really can't make up her mind where she wants to go, and she's afraid she's going to get boxed in to something she might not like. This is what I'm
probably
feeling.
Probably, yeah.
Tell her that one field will build upon another for her. So if she decides that she wants to, that she shouldn't switch on a dime, tell her, unless Spirit's telling her to go a different direction and start school in a different direction, but if she's stopping school, which is what my fear is, and she wants to take off some time, I feel like she needs to continue with what she is going to do in January. What school is she going to in January? Is she going to the academy?
No, we live in Canada, so there's a school where she can actually do co-op, and it's Conestoga, because she was torn between the university and the college, but because of the co-op, she's been told by a few police officers that would be the better one, because then she could actually be in the field and get her experience, and then pick up what she needs in the university.
And I think that's where the confusion lies. I feel like she feels if she goes that way, that she won't be able to get back to the university if she doesn't like it, or that she doesn't feel she wants to do it anymore. But I don't feel that way. I feel that if she continues what she's doing, that things will build upon that. Like, I feel like she'll be a detective. I don't know why. Detectives are investigators. So they here they are anyway. So I feel she'll be on like a canine unit, and that she'll be investigating or tracking certain crimes. Okay. And I think that scares her, but it thrills her in one aspect to work with the dogs. But I feel like it scares her also. Tell her that no fear, okay? No fear. Because any education is an education. If she gets into it, I feel like if she goes that way, she'll be very famous pretty quickly in the field that she is in, the canine unit. And if she ends up going, because the other thing I could see her going into, although I'm getting pretty big confirmation that this is the way she should go, but if she decides that she wants to go to vet school, okay, it's very tough to get in, but that background will get her in.
Ah.
So I feel...
Where we live, we've got one of the top veterinarian colleges in Canada, so in our city.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like she doesn't think she can get in for some reason, or that she can't fathom all that school. But I feel like...
I think something is because of her concussions. She's worried about her concussions.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to tell you that I can see her going down the canine path. And I can see that she'll be... Yeah, and I feel like she will be quite recognized for it. So I think she's going to do some great work. I think she's going to love her partner, because I feel like that there's another partner involved here. So I feel like she won't be the only one investigating these crimes or people or going after people, and that her canine units will be a tight one. And then I feel like she is going to want to excel. So it might not that she's going to be there the rest of her life, because I feel like pretty quickly she might decide that she wants to take some night classes or classes that will help her get somewhere else. But tell her that she has to do one thing to pivot on another, and that she shouldn't look cloudy at anything, because one will build for her to go into the next thing.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And that's I feel like at any one point when she says, I love this, she'll have already had one or two of the careers. So if she gets into the canine unit and they excel her and she says, no, I want to stop here, and gets married and has kids, then she's going to be in love with her career. If she gets in there and says, I like it, but I want to go further in a different field, whatever she learned in that canine unit will actually help her get into the next phase. I really feel it's with animals versus people, meaning I don't see the ophthalmology, which she could be in a vet ophthalmologist because they're very specialized. And so she can actually do surgery on animals and be an op, but she'd have to go through vet school. So I do feel So please tell her that it's not a closed-ended deal, and that's where I think her confusion lies. That is always any education. See, because to get into vet school, some people have to work years in a vet clinic to be able to even get in, because they have a year wait or two or three. I know in here they do. And some people don't even are able to get in. There's a great vet school, in fact, it's very expensive. She could probably get a loan there. Is in St. George Island. It's in Grenada. It's one of the top vet schools, and a lot of Canadians go there, because my daughter went to medical school, and they're vet medical school are next to each other. Lots of California, New York Canadians. It's just crazy. So tell her to look into that.
Okay.
But there's never a dead end. Tell her. So she can apply. Well, she'd have to go to regular college anyway. But the education that she has will build on the next step that she wants to go to if she doesn't stop. And I don't see any reason why she shouldn't go to where she's going in January.
Okay. I will play the show for her, and she will love it.
Thank you. I love that, Karen. How about you? Let me ask how you're doing.
I'm struggling because I don't think, even after the talk, I don't think that things are, you know, I have to make some decisions because
Absolutely.
Whether I'm going to, yeah, because it just looks like I've taught him that he just needs to endure what I have to say and then he can do his own thing anyway. And she doesn't look like she's going away, so she keeps sending messages, and he's the one that's not stopping it, so we know where that goes.
Yeah, we know where that goes. But you know what? It'll be on your terms. So the thing is that I think once you put your foot down and say I'm done, and if you want to get me back, that you know I'll always love you, but you'll have to try.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's affecting Loren. And I thought, you know, I've got to focus on my baby girl, and because she's also allowing her guy to treat her the way she sees. Daddy treating mommy, so I realize I'm you know a role model, even though she doesn't want to admit, and she you know
absolutely.
The fact that that she let me pray last night with her surprised me, and I was very delighted that I was able to do that.
I am so happy because I've got to tell you something, and I now I'm switching into my counseling or my intuitive counseling mode. Kids are very, very resilient, but they're very, very, very intelligent, and they see what happens at home. So if you know, I always say to people say, oh, I'm staying together for the kids. I'm going, and what are you showing the kids? That it's okay? It's okay to fight.
Yeah.
It's okay to yell, or it's okay for somebody to do something that it's not for the other person. I said, so then when they get into a relationship, they think it's okay. And you don't really realize that until they become an adult and do the same thing. So be careful, all of you out there with children, to say this. Sometimes the best thing you can do for a child is to stand up for you, to show them it's okay and that you're going to be okay, because that means they'll be okay. And they'll take that role model onto their relationships. So where I think everyone should try as hard as they can, because I really think we give up on relationships a lot easier than we used to, when it's time to say goodbye, you say it in love and light, and you walk away with your dignity, and you don't say you're doing it for the children, because the children see, and you don't want that kind of relationship passed on to them in their relationship. So I love that you brought that up, Karen.
It's so true.
Yeah, and when you show a child you don't give up easy, that you tried your best, that you're trying to make it work, but at a point you say, I've had enough, they will do that in their relationships moving forward. And I love that, because if somebody comes from a home where they hear, and I know it's not in your home, but I'm just, you know, talking in general, if you hear somebody that's always arguing, always screaming, but they're stayed together, what you show that child is it's okay to get into an abusive relationship, and they scream and yell, and they think it's normal. But I love when you can give enough of yourself to want something to work. Show that child that you've made such an attempt to bring love, happiness, and unity into a home. But when you can't, that you're able to say, no, I won't take the abuse, and you walk away. That's something that you still have to come to grips with. And if that's the case, Karen, I know you'll make the right decision at the right time. But I'm still hoping that, you know, things do turn out for the better in your life that way.
Thank you. So am I. There's always with the funeral we just had, that was his dad's biggest legacy, is his love, his relationship, and his faith. And I want that for my children, too.
Absolutely.
So,
and you can show them that singly or with someone. But I'm going to tell you, Karen, you won't be, if your choice is to walk away in love and light, you won't be alone long. But I don't think you'll surround yourself with many people right away.
So my focus will be my darling daughter, because I want her to to recognize
and
her beauty.
You because if you can't love yourself, you know, I give this lecture, loving yourself doesn't mean being self-absorbed. It means
That's
showing
right.
yourself forgiveness, and I love that. Well, I am going to move on to the next
one. That one was big. I love you. Thank you again.
Have a great
weekend.
God bless
you all.
I hope I see you back here.
Me too.
Bye-bye.
Bye, darling.
Bye. Hi, everyone. You know I give messages for everybody in chat and on the air. And so I hope, even if I'm not speaking directly to you about an issue, I like to bring in certain situations that might help somebody out somewhere that is listening. So 801, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hello, Hello. Bonnie. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Yes, I can. Who am I speaking with?
This is Mary. I spoke with you when you had Jerry on a couple of weeks, months now.
Oh,
I'm
going to
have
well,
the
you...
near love experience.
Near love experience? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I could not call it a death because there is no death. We know that we're eternal beings. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've got to tell you, Mary, if you hear my show, and I know you do, every once in a while, I hope if you become a listener, I know that everybody doesn't have every day of every week of every, you know, minute to listen to me. But just to bring this up again, when spirit brings things through, they don't allow me to remember. So when people, if you bring me back what Jerry said, I will know. But if it's something I said, you're going to have to redo because Spirit takes everything that day out because it's a message from them, not me, coming through me. And if I remembered everything, it would be my ego, not Spirit. So fill me in, Mary. Yeah, so that's why when you say near love experience, I'm thinking, wow, when was this? And what are you talking about? So if you want to enlighten me, great. And if you don't, ask me what you would like to know.
Well, because of that, I wasn't shown a few things, and right now physically I'm going through esophageal squamous cell cancer, and
okay.
I'm really kind of angry.
you know
I've been through so much already, and I'm trying to do the love and light and unicorns and, you know, fluffy cows, and it's not working. And I'm just
I get it.
You know, so wondering, you know, after everything physically going through, you know, having to go through this, probably part of my throat chakra, but I just wanted to see what you both saw, what angels are here, what I need to do. I've chosen not to do surgery or chemo. I'm just doing the radiation at this time.
Can I ask what, you know, because I'm a nurse, now my physical hat's getting on. I have people who are tested. It's not the Barrett's esophagus, is it?
Esophageal squamous cell cancer.
Yeah, is it called a Barrett's esophagus?
Yes.
Okay. So you do know that how did they give you a diagnosis? And I know you don't have to say this on the air, but my point is this, why are you not doing, you know, I'm going to put my Western hat on too.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you not
mm-hmm.
doing everything that they want to do? Have they suggested that wouldn't be a good idea?
Well, it was stage one for the first thing, and intuitively I just, you know, when I do the surgery, I'm watching the, you know, the blood cells go throughout my body.
Uh-huh.
Secondly, the chemo, I think it would be as a last resort for me right now because of probably just muscle testing and doing what I feel I need to do with bringing in the light with that laser and working that way with holistic because it is just the stage one, just, I mean, listen to me, just.
Okay, so what has, because what I'm getting, and I'm going to tell you this, mm-hmm. and then I get overridden by my ego, which is my physical self versus mm-hmm. my intuitive self, and then I'll bring that back in. First of all,
okay.
I wish my girlfriend borrowed a book because actually it is your throat chakra, and it usually means that you haven't been listened to and you couldn't get your voice out for a very long period of time, or you were living not authentically. And
that's what happened with the near love experience.
Yeah.
That's when I remembered so, my gift. Right.
Yeah. So the thing is, my point is this. I love mixing Western and Eastern medicine, love holistic, love bringing in the light, but I believe, because I've been brought up a healer also in the physical realm,
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
you have to mix both. I don't, if you have gotten two opinions, because I believe you shouldn't just get one, but if you get two opinions on what they would do and all of them would do the same, I would actually pick the best of the best. There's plenty of people that, you know, that do that Barrett's esophagus. There is not a lot of people, unfortunately, in this generation are getting that. So it's not rare. It's not wonderful. Stage one is perfect. And for you to get rid of it and then bring in the light of all holistic, meaning juicing, you know, prayer, wherever you do, meditation, I believe in a holistic approach of Eastern and Western. So what happens to me for you is that if you have stage one and you don't, and it's not enough, because we don't know if we're always living authentically. So if you don't want to do the other stages, you don't want to do the chemo or the surgery. Or one, you have a choice of either. Is that what I'm assuming? You have a choice of going to surgery.
Yeah, they suggested the surgery first, and then do the radiation chemo combo.
Yes,
and
I see.
I'm doing the radiation at this time.
Okay, so here is what you're going to hate me for. Okay, I believe that in order to, I believe especially with Barrett's and a stage one, that you want to get rid of it quickly because you don't have that much of it there. So the thing is, if you don't and you it doesn't work totally, then you're looking at down the line having to worry about it again. This is my physical hat on, okay? And I'll get my intuitive hat on in just a second. I have 3 minutes, and I hate this because I would go into this with you a lot more. But this is what I would do. I would really get a second opinion. And if they want to do that surgery.
Yeah, I did. I live in Utah where we have the.
Oh, husband. Yeah.
So that's where I'm at.
Okay, so I would really consider doing Western, Eastern, and I would combine them together, and I wouldn't pick and choose. I would go with what my doctors said, and then I would take the holistic approach to get well. And I feel like if you combine both of them, we're not looking at ever seeing this again. But if you don't, then I'm worried that there might be a chance down the line that you're going to have to worry about this again. So I'm going to leave this up to you because it's not my life path. But if I were you, I would really consider meditating and taking your ego and fear out of it and say, if I do these three things and how long it will be, and then combine them with the holistic juicing, holistic eating, holistic medicine, where will that work for me? And I feel like the whole picture is, they're showing me the whole picture is the world. So that would mean that I feel like you'd be okay. And I that's what I would suggest. But I'm not a doctor. I'm only a nurse. And I'm also a healer. So with me, you're going to get both options because I don't believe in just one. I never will. So I do have to, I have 90 seconds. I do have people who will tell you, oh, only do the holistic approach, and I've seen miracles. But I have also going to tell you that I've seen holistic approaches, and I've seen disasters. So I'm a combo of both, and I don't believe in picking and choosing. I believe in going with one and then going with the other and combining them.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that helped you.
Yes and no.
Well, you
I
have
just
to
needed
do what
to know who's with me to help right now. I mean,
I'll tell you, I want to give you Gabriel, okay? But Gabriel's my dude, and Gabriel's looking at me and shaking his head. So I know whatever you choose, bring in Gabriel, okay, and bring in Samuel, and bring in Ezekiel. And I don't know, you can't ask me what they do because I'm sitting there, they're just shouting their names at me. And actually, Candy could probably tell you, but I only have 30 seconds left. I absolutely would bring Gabriel into your thoughts. I'd bring Samuel, Ezekiel, and I see Haniel fourth around you. I feel like they're
interesting because,
a lot
of course, the healer is Raphael, and you haven't mentioned that one yet. So it's worth it.
Well,
to the others,
I, you know, Gabriel's a healer also. So I just don't. Those are the ones that are popping right out at me, and they are going to help you. But I feel like, and I'm sorry to say this, but I feel like you're afraid, which I don't blame you, and you don't, you feel defeated, and I don't blame you, but I don't feel that making the choice of you picking what you want to do is the way you should go. So really bring these angels in and meditate and see what they say. And please, Mary, I'm back on Monday. If you could come get me first, I'll pick you up, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that. Thanks, Bonnie. You guys
thank
have
you.
A good day. Okay.
You too.
Bye-bye.
And I will talk to you on Monday. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye. Everyone, I just want to let you all know I'll be back on Monday at 9 o'clock. I can't wait. Next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is my show, and I will see you then. Have a great weekend, and loves to everyone and all around, and thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to me, and thank you for enjoying the show, and I enjoy being with you as much. Bye.